Good evening. I welcome you to this November scheduled meeting. This public meeting is being live streamed via Council's website and Facebook page. A recording of the meeting will be made available for public access on our website, along with the official minutes of this meeting. This evening's meeting is being conducted without a public gallery present. Could we all please stand for the pledge? As the councillors democratically elected to represent our community as the Murrindindi Shire Council, we are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, who conduct business here, and those who visit. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Tungurung Nation and pay our respects to their elders past and present and its emerging and future leaders. Please be seated. Are there any apologies or requests for leave of absence? No? There's no community recognition this evening. Does anyone have a disclosure or conflict of interest they would like to declare?
Madam Mayor, I would like to declare that I have a material conflict of interest in relation to item 9.1, being the Grants and Contributions Program, November allocation, as I am the Secretary of the Tagadi Progress Association, which received the benefit from the Murrindindi East U3A Inc. programs.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. No one else? And that is noted for the purposes of the minutes. Can a councillor please move the confirmation of the minutes of the 27th of October 21 scheduled meeting? Councillor Walsh. And is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Gerringer. All in favour? That's been carried. Can a councillor please move the confirmation of the minutes of the 17th of November 2021 unscheduled meeting, I think that should say. Scheduled meeting, sorry. Right, Councillor Gallagher. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haslam. All in favour? Carried. Petitions. Ms. Benassi, are there any petitions this evening?
No, not this evening.
Noted, thank you. We do not have any open forum participants this evening. Questions of council. Ms. Benassi, were there any questions of council received?
Not tonight.
Thank you. We now go to reports, and we'll start with the Director of Assets and Development, the Domestic Animal Management Plan 21 to 25, Mr. Albuccini.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and councillors. This report is to seek council's adoption of the 21-25 Domestic Animal Management Plan after completing the consultation with the community. As you're aware, councillors, we've been working towards finalising the Domestic Animal Management Plan, which is a legislative requirement for us to complete after the term of the year, every 4 years. Through the recent consultation process, we presented the outcomes of the consultation process to council, the last council meeting, and from that consultation process, the DAM was made some minor adjustments, as well as also making it more compliant with the current council plan that's been adopted. The DAM has various key focus and strategic areas as listed in the report, and I now present the DAM for adoption.
Thank you, Mr. Albuccini. Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Lordy?
As per the officer recommendation, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor McCauley. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, please. I just want to acknowledge, I think we started this a bit over a year ago, so there's been a phenomenal amount of work and consultation go into this, and I think we've got ourselves a really good document. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to support this officer recommendation for Council to adopt the 21-25 DAM. As Councillor Lording said, there has been a comprehensive consultation process and that feedback has been integrated into the DAM document. The 8 DAM strategic areas places safety and welfare of both community members and animals at the forefront. And as outlined in the document, Council's animal management services and deliverables of this DAP are carried out by our community safety unit. This unit consists of the 4 officers who are to be commended for their work to date. And they are authorised under various legislation to deliver education and enforcement objectives across the Shire. I'll reiterate again, the primary objective of the DAP is safety, but not necessarily through just enforcement, but collaboratively through engagement and education activities. So I commend this plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Okay. We'll vote on this. All in favour? Motion carried. Now, have the consideration to join VECO, Victorian Energy Collaboration. And Mr. Albertini, I'll ask you to report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Councillors. This report seeks Council endorsement to participate in the Victorian Energy Collaboration as titled VECO and sets out the benefits and opportunities associated with this proposal. Victorian governments have formed Australia's largest ever buying group in the local government sector to switch to renewable energy and the largest ever emission reduction project undertaken by local government in Australia. VECO, the Victorian Energy Collaboration, is the collective effort of council operations that are sourced from 100% renewable energy sources. 46 councils have originally signed the agreement, and now VECO has actually asked other councils they wish to join, and we're one of the councils. Purchasing of 100% recycled energy is the biggest single climate mitigation action the council can take. The contract period would extend beyond 31st December 2030. We have options to roll it over, but with the recommendation, we'll bring it back to council for consideration if they want to extend the contract. All councils currently, current electric supply accounts are currently coming to close, so this is a perfect opportunity for us to actually enter into a new contract. Well, the other thing I might mention is that the contract has kept its current contract and charges as per the first agreement, so it's in line with the original agreement. Following the completion of the procurement process in April, if council considers to sign and their intention to join, the acceptance by the VECO Buyers Group, which is Red Energy Sunny Hydro, we're confirmed as VECO's retailers. Red Energy is actually 100% Australian owned, born in Victoria. VECO is a cost-effective way to transition council electricity to 100% recycled renewable energy, demonstrated by a comprehensive cost analysis and market testing result. Along with its existing track record, purchasing renewable power from VECO represents a significant step towards achieving Council's plan 21-25 goal of reaching net zero by 2035. VECO is a unique opportunity to achieve a long-term contract with low cost in renewable energy. As noted in the report, electric usage contributes to up to 30% of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council's emission and is estimated to indicate that an approximate contribution of 10%. Taking account the fluctuations of time, therefore transferring all of Council's electric accounts to VECO would remove this approximate 10%, which is equivalent to 739 tonnes of carbon oxide emissions per year. So council conducted a financial assessment and a risk assessment of the proposal. It was separately arranged by Energetics, who were engaged to as an energy advisor. Through their exercise, they determined that the risks are low and it was a good opportunity. So I present the report to council for consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Albacini. Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Hasman.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I support the officer's recommendations.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Walsh. Councillor Hasman, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you to the officers and your team. You've done a great job on this. There's been a lot of consideration. And I think the 10% emission reduction and support for renewable energy development in Victoria would send a strong message to the community. The council is committed to tangible action on climate change. There are also financial benefits, which are very good for council. Thank you. Good work.
Thank you, Councillor Haslam. Councillor Walsh, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Firstly, from our discussions in the development of the council plan, the community is telling us they want us to do something on climate change. We as a council have also set ourselves the objective to ensure that we leave the Shire a better place than what we found it. Both of those things mean that it strongly supports the adventurous target that we have put of reaching net zero by 2035. And also, I think that we are duty bound to lead by example. And this measure does just that. By joining the Victorian Energy Collaboration, VECO, as Councillor Haslam said, we're gaining an immediate reduction of about 13% in our greenhouse, 10 to 13% in our greenhouse gas emissions, and saving money. And the assessment that was made to support the level of funding that then indicated the amount of savings we would make. I note that in a recent meeting of the Golden Murray Climate Alliance, all the existing councils have well exceeded those targets in terms of savings. So there's no reason why we can't even do better than what was projected in this in its considerations. I hope that this is the first of an eruption of measures that we will implement to kickstart our drive to net zero. There will be some other forms of abatement that will be more challenging and will take longer, and so it's imperative that we get on with it as soon as possible. I must say, if my fellow councillors also support the motion, I should be so happy that I might even celebrate with a little cocktail or two this evening, a tequila sunrise perhaps, or even the Tom Collins.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Okay, we'll start off with Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We must accept that there are well-meaning members of the community who do not comprehend the cause of climate change. As Council considers this motion, it's important for the entire community to understand that climate change is caused by the human-enhanced greenhouse effect. Carbon is stored deep in the earth as fossils and is being extracted for use as an energy source. As a result, the greenhouse effect stems from an imbalance between the large amounts of carbon dioxide being released into the atmosphere and that which can be absorbed by natural sinks, including vegetation and the oceans. Our excess carbon-based gases are subsequently trapped within the Earth's atmosphere to form a blanket of sorts across the planet. That thick, invisible carbon gas blanket traps warmth which would otherwise be expelled into space. Council's target to achieve net zero by 2035 is about realising the community's ambition to minimise the impact of Murrindindi Shire Council on climate change, as Councillor Walsh has pointed out. Joining the Victorian Energy Collaboration delivers a considerable reduction of emissions by exploiting electricity sources which don't require the liberation of stored subterranean carbon. It also amounts to a net financial saving for Council in terms of, in real terms rather, and by contributing to a lowering of the long-term financial risk exposure which climate change represents to the Murrumbidgee Shire community. I also acknowledge the dedicated efforts of staff to pursue this procurement option, and so I'll be supporting the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Lording?
Oh, thank you very much. A lot of people realise that we have problems with the environment at the moment with too much carbon in the atmosphere. And a lot of people would like to do a lot of things, but they really don't know what to do. What we're doing here is we are putting our money where our mouth is, and we are doing something really big. And as Councillor Walsh said, I hope this explodes and I get a pina colada. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Hasman, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Close, please.
Now, I think we need to vote. All in favour? Carried. Right. Now we're going to talk about Take 2 Climate Change Pledge. And that's checking.
Thank you, Madam and Councillors. In line with Council's stated objectives to address climate change, this report presents a Take 2 Climate Change Pledge for Council's adoption. This includes an emissions reduction goal and a strategic commitment to achieve during the term of the pledge, which is over 5 years. Council is required to address climate change under both the Local Government Act and the Victorian Climate Change Act. It is also included in current Council Plan Action. The Climate Change Act sets out a strong, clear path for Victorians by legislation, legislating a target of net zero emission by 2050. The Take 2 Pledge is Australia's first state government-led pledge initiative and one of the most comprehensive climate change programs in the world. More than 12,000 Victorians and 1,200 organisations have so far made a pledge. Voluntary council pledge, and this is a voluntary opportunity for council to provide a pledge. But the pledge provides a strong statement about helping council to demonstrate that it's meeting such as requirements, reputational benefits, setting a clear direction for council and the community for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and adapting climate change, and a demonstrated leadership on the issues, including how council tends to work with the community. By signing the pledge, Council will make a public commitment to act on climate change in partnership with the community by continuing existing activities and or taking further actions to address the issues. So the recommended pledge is attached for your consideration and the recommendations presented for your adoption.
Thank you, Mr. Albertine. Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Hasman?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I approve its recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Lording, thank you. Councillor Hasman, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I recommend Council adopt the Take 2 Climate Change Pledge. We're setting clear direction for Council and the community for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and adapting to climate change, also demonstrating leadership on the issue, including how Council intends to work with the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haslam. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to that motion?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Walsh.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick point. Throughout the discussions in relation to our efforts to reduce our greenhouse gas footprint, there's been several suggestions that we should declare straight away a climate emergency. I think it's worthwhile pointing out that the process of coming to that sort of decision takes most councils 12 to 18 months. And quite a bit of effort. I think it should be recognised that at this point in time, we are directing our limited resources towards taking direct action, and we can work on declaring a climate emergency or get through that process. I believe we can do that parallel. It means that we can address the issue straight away, and as we all know, the sooner we get to combat climate change, the better.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. Councillor Haslam, would you like to close, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Close.
Thank you. Now, We'll go to vote. All in favour? I carry. Thank you. We've got the grants and contributions program now, and I would ask Councillor McCauley to lead the meeting, please. But don't go too far. So for the November allocations, I'll ask Ms Brown to speak, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This report is to present Council with the October 2021 Grants and Contributions Program applications, both for noting and endorsement. We had a number of applications for variation to already made grants. These were all COVID-related, unfortunately, and that have resulted in some delays either in being able to progress projects or deliver activities on time. So we have, as a quick response grant, we've been asked for some a grant towards the Fawcett Mechanics Institute Reserve Committee of Management, and thereafter a UV water filter controller replacement. This is their request is also due to COVID-19. They haven't been able to rent the hall out as they ordinarily would due to COVID, and have found that they have a funding shortfall. So we are recommending a grant of $600 to you tonight. In the business growth and establishment stream, Park Life Alexandra have requested a grant variation, and we're recommending that variation for endorsement. And we have under the community projects and events stream a project called Pathways for Carers Murrindindi. And this project is a new type of activity for our Shire. We have a new resident in town who's got some background in caring for others and has seen other places where carers networks have been really supportive of those very special people in our community. And they've requested a grant that will just pay for some morning tea for the 12-month program. So we are recommending a grant of $2,653 for that project. Murrindindi East U3A have requested some support to deliver a marketing activity to really try to activate the 50-plus-year-olds in the community to get back out there again since COVID's been through, and to help them communicate what's on offer. So we've recommended a grant of $750 in that case. And under event support, Big Hill Events have a range of cycling events. There's 5 events over 2 weekends. So the bookends for the week in Buxton in 21 and 22. And the events are slightly different, so they target different niches of demographic in the cycling world. And it looks like a fantastic event. We're recommending that for a grant of $5,000. We have had a request for a fee reduction from the Yeovilders Amateur Swimming Club, getting the swimming club back in the water again after being severely limited last year through COVID, and that's been recommended for a grant of $1,800. The Alexandra Christmas Tree Festival, one of our favourites, back again this coming year, and they have applied for a grant to assist with the fee reduction for the cost of the Alex Shire Hall. And we're recommending that to you for a grant of $1,100. Importantly, as we come to the end of the calendar year, the program, these allocations add up to $11,902, and that would bring year to date to $28,981. So just short of $30,000 of grants would be made for the first 6 months of the 5 months of the calendar year. The recommendation is there for you on pages 11 and 12 of the agenda.
Thank you, Ms Brown. Councillors, have there been any questions for the officer? No? Okay, would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Gallagher.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that we accept the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Erringer, thank you. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak to that motion?
Thank you, Madam. The initiatives that Council support are top shelf. For example, Pathway for Carers and Murray the ECU3A are connecting community members who might otherwise not have or take the opportunity to meet, communicate, or simply relate to people with similar interests and backgrounds. And the Alexandra Community Christmas Tree Festival is fast establishing itself as an institution for locals and visitors to celebrate the many and varied contributors to life in Alexandra. So I'll be supporting the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Jarrett, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No. Okay. We'll vote. All in favour? Thank you. That's carried. Could somebody... Yes, somebody's getting... Now have reports from the Director of Corporate and Shared Services, Rural Council's Transformation Project. Mr. Chesworth, please.
Madam Mayor, we have missed item 9.2.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry, Ms. Mayor. Would you like to give your report on customer complaints policy, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I would. Councillors, as you know, under the Local Government Act 2020, there's a requirement for all councils to revise their customer complaints policy by the end of this year. So having said that, we do actually have an existing customer feedback and complaints policy, and that was adopted by Council in October 2019. This new policy, the revised policy, will replace that one. And the policy really helps us to have clarity for customers and staff, that joint understanding about what does and doesn't constitute a complaint, and reinforces our commitment to making it easy for customers to make a complaint to council, and really reinforces the importance of complaints to staff as a way of keeping us accountable and opportunity to improve our service and to hear from the community. The scope of the policy commits us to enabling members of the public to make complaints about us, to recognising and recording complaints appropriately, and to respond to complaints by taking action to resolve them as quickly as possible, and to learn from those complaints to improve our services. So the body of the policy itself actually really clearly articulates our commitment to those 4 points. And it clearly outlines for both staff and customers the way that we will handle complaints. And so that very happy to recommend the policy for adoption to you tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Councillors, does anyone have a question, Ms. Brown? Would
the councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Lording. Thank you, Madam Mayor. My motion is that council adopt the revised customer complaints policy as contained in attachment 9.2.1. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Gallagher, thank you. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to that motion?
I'd just like to say that customer complaints are one of the areas that's very hard to really do a good job on. So reviewing this and some of the new recommendations in it, I think will help a heck of a lot and clear some of the backlog as well. And that's why I recommend it to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No. Okay. We'll put this to the vote. All in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Now I think it's Mr. Chesworth's turn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this report is, the purpose of this report is to seek Council's endorsement of a funding application by Murrindidgee, Mansfield, Strathbogie and potentially Benalla Councils under the State Government's Rural Councils Transformation Program. This program was launched by the Victorian Government in 2018 to enable rural councils to work with other councils to improve services and reduce costs. An $8 million second round of this program has now been announced, and the program encourages a minimum of two and a maximum of four rural councils to work on a collaborative project with funding up to $250,000 per participating council. So Murrindy, Mansfield and Strathbogie councils, and more recently Benalla, are in the process of preparing a joint funding application, looking to modernise a range of IT and digital applications. Although the application is still under development, the project seeks to align the technology architecture across the four councils to enable information and resource sharing and economies of scale through joint procurement. It also involved the progressive migration of older standalone on-premise technology to more flexible and customer-focused cloud-based solutions to provide greater efficiency and customer responsiveness. This project is not expected to require additional budget allocation over and above Council's existing commitments, but instead would involve a reallocation of funds and priorities. An indication of each council's endorsement to this approach is required by the state government as part of the application process. And endorsement to date has been provided by both Strathbogie and Mansfield councils. So a recommendation is in your agenda, which in summary seeks councils in principle support for the submission of a grant application by the four councils.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Do any councils have questions, Mr. Chesworth? Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Walsh.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that we agree to the officer recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Lording. Thank you. Councillor Walsh, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very briefly, Madam Mayor, just to say that this is another example of where if we can work together with other councils towards common interest, we can work together to save money across the councils involved. But also in this case, the state government through the Council's Transformation Program actually giving us a lot of encouragement to do so, so we can do some much needed upgrades to information technology and still gain benefits financially.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. Councillor Lordy, would you like to speak?
No, thank you. Beg your pardon. No, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I know Murrindy Shire Council's perennial challenge of improving the sustainability of service delivery council operations. I therefore acknowledge and welcome the creativity of the corporate and shared services team to pursue and develop opportunities to drive up the value of council services per dollar spent. These strategic partnerships deliver economies of scale and a broader network of specialist expertise.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh, would you like to close?
Close, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Now, if we could all vote, all in favour? That's carried.
Pardon me.
Right. Notices of motion. Are there any notices of motion?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. There are no matters deferred from previous meetings. Are there any matters of urgent business?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor reports. Councillor Haslam, do you have a report this evening?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. This has been a rather busy one. I'm happy to report solar panel installation at the Yay Community Shed is going ahead. This is in partnership with 2030 Yay. With regard to the climate change action planning, we're meeting with community groups 2030 Yay and the Murrindindi Climate Network at the end of November to discuss the plan and seek their initial input. This will be followed by an online engagement platform early in 2022. There will be letters going out to residents regarding additional ribbons of remnant roadsides. There are five additional roads across the Shire. The environmental team have met with the Tongarong Land and Water Council to discuss our policy work in bushland and climate change. We look forward to their input. Our environment manager is meeting members of VIC Environmental, which is a part of the Tongarong Land and Water Council, in the field this week to advise on the possibility of conducting cultural burns for the biodiversity management at a range of bushland sites. Officers met with 2030 Ye on the 18th of October to liaise on a range of solar projects that the group have sought funds for. 2030 Ye have asked for a letter of support to seek funds to install solar panel systems at the Ye Tennis Pavilion. Work is progressing on delivering the waste strategy. And finally, we're reviewing options on the opening of the scrap shed in Alexandra. Thank you, Madam Mayor. That's it for the moment.
Thank you, Councillor Haslam. Councillor Geringer, have you got a report this evening?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Lording, do you have a report?
Very quick one, thank you, Madam Mayor. I've recently taken over the planning portfolio. And let me tell you, I've had a baptism of fire in that time. I've done many hundreds of kilometres, probably around 400 in the last couple of weeks, and I am really enjoying it. And I intend to stay working really close with our planners and the system as much as I can when they try and get through their huge mountain of work. So that's all I'd like to say. I'm looking forward to the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Walsh, do you have a report this evening?
Not tonight.
Thank you. Councillor McCauley, do you have a report this evening?
Yes, thank you, Councillor Carpenter. I would like to start by congratulating our new Mayor, Councillor Sue Carpenter, and Deputy Mayor, Councillor Damien Gallagher, for the 21-22 year. I look forward to this exciting second year of our four-year term. It is wonderful that with the easing of restrictions, we are able to start attending our valuable community events. With the Mayor and Deputy, I was particularly pleased to be able to attend the inaugural Golden Valley Suicide Awareness Walk on Sunday. The takeaway message was of this moving event was pause, reflect and remember, which is hence why I'm wearing this little wristband. It gives me great pleasure to give my inaugural portfolio report for emergency management and assets. So in terms of emergency management, thank you for this opportunity for giving me a little bit of background information. At a recent Regional Emergency Management Planning Committee, or REMC, meeting, the lack of assistance support to enable communities to connect and receive information was raised, such as NBN and mobile services. This issue will be brought to the State Emergency Management Planning Committee for theirs and the state attention. In April 2021, Council was invited to nominate sites for consideration in the Commonwealth-funded Strengthening Telecommunications Against Natural Disasters, or STAND, which is much simpler to say. The STAND program is a program to deliver enhancements and improved telecommunications so that members of the public can access information and communicate with friends and family at key buildings during times of emergency. I'm delighted to confirm that the Commonwealth endorsed all of the seven sites nominated by Murrindindi Shire Council, and that NBN has been busy planning the building installation phase with the objective of completing as many sites as possible this calendar year. Sorry, my voice is going, my apologies. With regard to community assets, officers are initiating a review of the Road Asset Management Plan. This important review will be conducted in collaboration with a consultative committee to be formed shortly, made up of community representatives. We're currently finalising the terms of reference for the committee and will be seeking community representatives early next year. Council officers are completing a road trauma study that will provide actions to improve road safety in our shire. The study investigates past accidents and the trauma it creates, and then recommends strategies or actions that improve road safety and better manage the trauma and impact on the people affected by the accident. We
We are reviewing the 20-year capital works program in line with the planning of the 22-23 budget. This will consider all of Council's priorities that can be funded within the budget and is the first stage of developing the final budget. Past community suggestions will also be considered in this process. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Gallagher, yeah, I'm sure you have a report for us.
If I may, thank you, Madam Mayor. Since our last regular meeting, I had the privilege of attending annual general meetings for Redgate CWA and Alexandra District Netball Association. Both of these associations have stared down the COVID challenge and are storming ahead under the stewardship of women committed to the cause of community wellbeing. Assembly Well Administered Group proudly celebrated their achievements this month upon the official opening of the Alexandra Indoor Heated Pool. I had the privilege of joining Murrumbidgee Shire Council CEO Linda Bonanzi to tour the facility and to acknowledge the contributions of the team of dedicated volunteers. It was reported at the November meeting of the Alexandra District Traders and Tourism Association that preparations are well underway for the annual Christmas Carols event at Rotary Park in association with our generous local service clubs. The ADTTA members reported that business confidence is very high. Despite restrictions and a short supply of available staff, the prospect of a full Lake Eildon, full program of local and major events and high visitation mean that the business community is in for a great kickstart to 2022. Councillors were introspective in early November, assessing its performance during the first 12 months of the council term, considering opportunities for improvement for celebrating the development of an ambitious council plan. Council reflected upon its fundamental role as custodians of public money and contemplated its responsibilities with respect to the community expectation of sound, fair and reasonable decision-making. It was a privilege, as always, to join the community alongside Alexandra's devoted RSL leadership to observe Remembrance Day commemorations and to reflect upon the sacrifice of our service people in theatres of war, each of whom paid with their very being. For some, it's in an instant, and for others, over the course of their lifetime. To portfolio matters and to extend community experience, Alexandra Racecourse and Recreation is their media management met. And member associations, the Alexandra Golf Club and Alexandra Race Club, planned a collaborative tree management program and addressed some residual safety concerns. Swimming pools at Alexandra, Eildon, Marysville and Yay will be open from this coming Saturday, the 27th of November, and the season will run until Monday, the 14th of March. Pool admission is free of charge again this summer, and Alexandra will be hosting the big swim summer kids program from Monday, the 10th to Friday, the 14th of January. Councillors McCauley and Geringer and Ms. Bonanzi and I attended the Talangi Community Planning Session at CJ Dennis Hall. I learned that Talangi is a Tungurung word for stringy bark. The Talangi community is passionate about its history, connected walking tracks and the future of the Talangi Forest Discovery Centre. A very capable group has managed to revive the Talangi Ontakar Tennis Court and all is almost in readiness for a special guest to come along for the official opening around the time of this 2022 Australian Open. I'd like to call out the great efforts of customer service staff for assisting over 60 people right across the Shire to configure their smart devices for proof of vaccination. The majority of that one-on-one assistance stretched beyond 30 minutes and is, I'm sure, greatly appreciated. Finally, Madam Mayor, tomorrow the 25th of November marks the start of 16 Days of Activism, a powerful campaign targeting the elimination of gender-based violence. The theme this year is Respect Is. And I'm thankful of councillors and the Murrumbidgee Shire Council organisation more generally for so thoroughly embracing the initiative and committing to address gender inequalities and gender-based violence. So, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. I'll give my report. I've only held this position for 1 week, so my report is very brief. I was able to attend the inaugural Goulburn Valley Suicide Awareness Walk last Sunday. It was held at Yay Railway Park. There were several guest speakers who spoke movingly of their personal experience with suicide, followed by a walk along the rail trail and finally a sausage sizzle provided by the Rotary Club of Yay. The Shire was one of the sponsors on the day, and the organisers have expressed their thanks to the attending councillors and council staff for their tremendous support.
I have also met this week with two resident groups that have concerns with two separate planning applications that have come to council. I hope that all parties, both applicants and objectors, can be reassured that councillors and council officers are willing to listen to their concerns. Our councillors all have diverse skills that they bring to the table. Our differences combine to produce a team that works well together, can have robust discussion that leads to healthy decision-making for our communities. Our previous mayor, Councillor McCauley, led us with her calm, considered and respectful approach last year. I believe her experience has been invaluable in encouraging us to settle into our roles as councillors, and I know that I can step into the position of mayor with all of the councillors' support. Thank you. Ms. Bonazzi, do you have a report this evening?
I do. Thank you, Madam Mayor. As announced by the Premier last Thursday, Victoria has moved to Phase D of the National Plan. And under the current directions, masks are no longer required in most local government settings, and any density limits have been removed. For councils, settings regarding vaccination requirements for staff and visitors remain in place, and councils must comply with the requirements of the COVID-19 mandatory vaccination workers directions number 8. I'm very encouraged to note that Murrumbidgee Shire has reached a COVID vaccination rate of greater than 95% for first dose and 93.2% for second dose. This is a remarkable achievement, placing us amongst the most vaccinated communities in the world. I'm grateful for everyone's commitment to protecting themselves and others in our community. I would like to thank the local hospitals, the public health unit, our nurses, medical practitioners, who continue to work hard to get people vaccinated and tested. I would like to acknowledge the work of Dr. Lachlan Fraser and Dr. Leanne Rowe, who have reached out to me in person to advocate for access to vaccines in our shire and for championing the vaccination cause, particularly among more vulnerable community members and those who were initially vaccine hesitant. This has been a very difficult period emotionally and economically for our shire, and the recovery journey will be long. The pandemic is not over yet. We can expect more frequent outbreaks in our towns. So I encourage everyone to remain careful and diligent about physical distancing, masks when needed, and hand sanitizing. Councillor Gallagher has already spoken about Council's involvement in the family violence campaign. As you know, Council is required to report annually to the Secretary of the Department of Health on measures to prevent family violence as outlined in the Victorian Public Health and Wellbeing Act. As leaders in the community, Council has an opportunity to raise the issue of gender-based violence and promote conversations that create positive impact. Yesterday, the Bureau of Meteorology declared a La Niña event, which is associated with higher rainfalls in eastern Australia. This year is predicted to be an average fire season, which means that there is still considerable bushfire risk, but it is currently offset by wetter than usual spring conditions. This has resulted in intense grass growth across the municipality and the forest areas of that. But once the grass loads cure, we can expect an increased risk of grass fire in the new year, when the risk of fire will be normal. Given that we have a number of communities in our municipality that are exposed to extreme fire risk, it is important to prepare properties for the season as per normal. The essential message this fire season is to be proactive, prepare your property and your emergency kit. Make sure you have a battery powered radio in your kit with spare batteries. And I'd like to remind our community that the bushfire places of last resort spread across the municipality are predominantly open sporting fields and should only be used as a last resort. They will have no services, no food, water or shelter, so people need to be prepared. The fire prevention roadside slashing program commenced on the 25th of October, and this work is undertaken by council contractors. We publish a slashing schedule on council's website, which is updated weekly. But in summary, we usually start the slashing from the northern areas of the Shire, which are warmer and drier, before moving to the southern cooler areas such as King Lake. We expect the works to be completed in the King Lake area around Christmas. The fun fact, a slashing cycle of this program takes up approximately 1,300 hours. That's it, thank you.
Thank you. Assemblies of councillors. Can a councillor please move the officer recommendation that council receive and note the records of assembly of councillors for the 25th of October to the 19th of November this year, with the addition of Councillor Geringer in attendance virtually on the 17th of November. Councillor Walsh, is there a seconder? Councillor Eeny Meeny Miny Moe, Councillor
Gawley.
Thank you. And we will vote all in favour. Thank you. Carried. There are no sealing register items for noting, so I will declare this meeting closed at 6:51. Meeting support, can you please stop the stream?